People can spend the weekend listening to music on TikTok again, Dean.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness we can get back on the TikTok again. They have settled their music royalty licensing issues that have been going on that took off about a million song titles on the TikTok. They have come to licensing agreements with people like Billie Eilish and Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, Drake. I mean, the list goes on and on. Really, all of Bob's favorites, songs and
yes, of course.
Singers from the day. The Weeknd is, one of the ones who's back on again. So all is well in TikTok land.
Thank goodness. Now, we've been hearing a lot about Britney Spears and what happened at this hotel out in L.A. And do we actually know what went on now?
Well, they're saying that a huge argument took place with Britney Spears and her boyfriend. And it got pretty loud, and I don't know if violent is exactly the correct words, but it was enough that security had to be called in. And it to make it even creepier, it took place at the famous Chateau Marmont Hotel, where John Belushi overdosed, where lots of celebrity mischief takes place. But there was a big fight there. An ambulance was called to the scene in the middle of the night. But apparently everybody is okay, and everything is okay now. But sure seems like we're hearing stories like this a lot from Britney Spears since her conservatorship ended with her father, and she's making all of her decisions on her own again.
Yeah, something's still not right there for sure. Well, if you're making summer vacation plans, maybe you want to stay at Prince's old house.
Yeah, that would be fun, wouldn't it? To stay someplace that has that kind of history. It's not his mansion where he lived, but it's one of his homes in the Minneapolis St. Paul area. It is available on Airbnb. So, if you're interested in something like that, now there is a way for you to do that.
Many years ago, I think he was at Merrillville, the old Holiday star there. I interviewed Randy Travis, and terrific performer. He was very nice, and then he was so hot, then he kind of disappeared, and then all sorts of health problems, but he's back again, or at least he's recording.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. He is 64 years old now, but in 2013, he suffered a fairly debilitating stroke that took him off of recording, off of touring, off of the music and public map. So he has been laying low, but yesterday announced that he's going to be releasing his first song since the stroke in 2013. The song's going to be called Where That Came From. He says, I'm excited to share that I will be releasing my first brand new studio recording in more than a decade. So we'll keep our ears peeled for that. And as soon as it is out, we'll share a little bit of it with you since, I know that there are a lot of fans. I had exactly the same experience with him in interviewing him. It couldn't have been nicer. Couldn't have been more than
very down to earth,
a gentleman. Absolutely. But the stroke, affected the whole third midsection of his left brain.
Wow.
Which is the reading and writing area of the brain. So he is apparently doing well enough to record again, so that's good.
He certainly had one of the great voices, that's for sure. We'll get a break in here now while I go to TikTok and listen to the latest from Insane Clown Posse, and then Dean will tell us things to do and shows to watch this weekend. WGN. WGN-TV alum Mark Sapelsa is going to be on her tonight, isn't he,
Dean? Yeah, he is. They're the Chicago and Midwest chapter of the National Recording Academy, Television Academy, is once a year gives out what they call the Silver Circle Awards, which are basically Hall of Fame awards. And Mark Sapelsa, now retired, is among the nominees who will be inducted for his work into the Hall of Fame. Also, one of our longtime directors here at WGN-TV, Steve Novak, who started here in 1976. And, you know, the directors are the guys that call the shots for the news, for sports. Steve has directed, you know, all kinds of different shows. We worked on the specials that we did for breast cancer and Alzheimer's disease together. He was both producer and director for the old Jerry Lewis Muscular Dystrophy Telethon that we used to do. He was producer and director for Bozo. In its later years, he, you know, just he did everything here at WGN. He estimates that he has directed more than 16,000 hours of live television programming since he's worked here at WGN. And he is going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame tonight. So, you know, we're super happy for him at all. He also should be inducted into the Bad Joke Hall of Fame. For as long as I've known Steve, he's got a bad joke book someplace.
You got to keep your sense of humor.
That he hides. Yeah.
Working with the likes of you.
Well, if you're going to do 16,000 hours of programming, I guess you got to have a pretty good sense of humor. But congratulations to Mark. Congratulations to Steve. And all the other inductees that are getting into the hall tonight.
Yeah, welcome to the Silver Circle. All right, let's get to the weekend entertainment. What's on your list?
Well, the big movie of the weekend is The Fall Guy. This is the one that Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt have been promoting endlessly. Today, you finally get to see, you know, if it was worth all the hype. And if you're going to ask me about it, I think it definitely was worth all the hype. It's a really fun and entertaining movie that pays homage to stunt people, the unsung heroes of the action movie business. These, you know, except if you're Tom Cruise, the stunt doubles are the ones who take all the falls, take all the punches, the explosions. They're the ones that get set on fire, that fall out of buildings, that roll cars, you name it. And Ryan Gosling plays one of these stunt people in this story. It's the story of a stuntman who is injured and then is talked back into the business to work on a film where his A-list double has disappeared, and they need the stunt guy to come back to help them finish the motion picture. So, you know, there's that element of this story. He co-stars with Emily Blunt in the movie, who has, you know, been his sort of longtime secret love of his life. So there's a nice romantic element to the story. There's all the stunts, all the effects. You know, this movie just has a little of everything, and it comes at you like crazy. There's a great supporting cast of Hannah Waddingham from Ted Lasso and Winston Duke from Black Panther, British actor Aaron Taylor Johnson, part of it all. Everyone has their special moments in this film. You know, we've been hearing nothing but Ryan Gosling ever since Barbie came out. And I think with this movie, it'll be no different. It's really a lot of fun, a true summer popcorn movie. In the best sense of the word, I gave it a Dean's List B+. We also have a lot that is going on that you can experience this weekend, and much of it is on Chicago stages. told you about Jason Alexander's dark comedy Judgment Day. That's I'm highly recommending. It's over at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater until May the 26th. We've got another pre-Broadway world premiere that's going on down the street at the Cadillac Palace Theater. It is the stage adaptation of the movie Death Becomes Her. That'll be there until June the 2nd. If you like jukebox musicals, Bob's favorite, there is Mamma Mia, the musical with all the ABBA songs in it, over at the Niederlander Theater until June 9th, the Simon and Garfunkel musical that digs into their life story. That's only here through Sunday at the CIBC Theater. If you like classic musicals, Guys and Dolls is out at the Drury Lane and Oakbrook Terrace through June the 9th. For the kids, Bluey's Big Play is at the Auditorium Theater, and that's playing there through Sunday. For music, we've got David Foster and his wife, the lovely Catherine McPhee, at the Hard Rock Casino in Gary on Saturday night. Peter Noon and Herman's Hermits are Into Something Good at the Displains Theater on Saturday, and then over at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles on Sunday. We've got the Surf Rockers, Low Straight Jackets at Fitzgerald's in Berwyn this weekend. Judy Collins is at the Old Town School on Sunday. Singer-songwriter John Hyatt at Space in Evanston. If you like some laughs, we've got Frank Caliendo, the comedian and impressionist, at the Improv in Schaumburg through Saturday. If you like classic movies, they don't come much better than Close Encounters of the Third Kind. That is going to be shown on big screen Sunday. Actually, it's tonight and Sunday at the Chicago Symphony Center with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra performing the score of the movie live. So that'll be amazing. Also, Cinco de Mayo celebrations with Mexico Fest going on at Navy Pier all weekend. And also, I will be hosting a special event at the Chicago Theater tomorrow night. Phil Rosenthal is one of my favorites. He hosts this great show on Netflix that's called Somebody Feed Phil, where he travels all over the world and finds crazy foods to eat and try, and he just has such a funny, quirky sense of humor about himself. I'm going to be hosting an evening of conversation and behind-the-scenes stories of the making of his series at the Chicago Theater tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Tickets are still available for that. Also, I wanted to mention for all those celebrating the Eastern Orthodox Easter this coming Sunday. In my family, that includes Greek Orthodox Easter. Happy Easter, Kalopaska, to everyone. Go light some cheese on fire someplace.
Thank you, Dean. Let's see. I remember, is it Christos Sinestos or something? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, after midnight, after there's a beautiful midnight mass on Saturday night. And then after that, we dye our hard-boiled Easter eggs red, and we crash the eggs together. Whoever's eggshell does not break, it's good luck for the whole year. But when you do that, you say Christos Anesti. Yes, that means Christ has risen.
I dated a Greek girl many years ago. That's all I remember about the relationship, though.
Wow, when you survived that. Wow, that's amazing.
Enjoy the weekend.